Among other things, Hollywood is known for its storytelling. But now, a very disturbing story about Hollywood itself is coming to light. At issue is the horrifying allegation of rampant child sexual abuse in the entertainment industry. A new documentary is blowing the lid off the issue. It's called An Open Secret. And joining me now is the producer of the documentary, Gabe Hoffman. And Gabe, thanks very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon.
This documentary features the accounts, among others, of former child stars Todd Bridges, best known from Different Strokes, and Corey Feldman, who was in a number of movies back in the 80s. Is the sexual abuse of kids in Hollywood a story from back when they were child stars 30 years ago, or is it something that continues to be a problem?
It continues to be a problem. We have a number of much more contemporary cases, one in particular, Evan H., which was only just a couple of years ago. And in An Open Secret, we tend to focus on cases where there are actual convictions or lawsuits that were won, so on and so forth. So this is incredibly documented stuff. And, of course, you have the before Todd Bridges and Corey Haim, you have the Roman Polanskis and the Bill Cosbys and many others.
So based on what you've uncovered, how widespread was and is the problem?
We didn't set out to make a film. This initially started as a research project with a film company. We looked at the evidence that was gathered and were absolutely compelled to make sure An Open Secret became a film. Just in our possession, we had 5 to 10 times as much credible evidence as you'll see in An Open Secret. The depth and breadth is truly astonishing. Of course, something that is keeping that covered to some degree is the folks like Corey Haim and many others who were victims of child sex abuse and are no longer with us on this earth to tell their tale.
The mantra behind An Open Secret is be courageous, report it, life gets better. You mentioned that there are concrete accounts of stories where there's been charges or there's been convictions. Overall, do most of the kids report the crimes? And if not, why not?
Unfortunately, evidence shows it takes between 10 and 12 years on average around the country, not just in Hollywood, for any victim of child sex abuse to come forward and report it. What we show in An Open Secret is reporting it and getting away or attempting to get any justice towards that pedophile, that abuser, is something that the survivor does for themselves. Whether the legal system ends up working for them or, in some cases, which we show, frankly, doesn't work for them. It's about the survivor and getting better. The other things will fall where they may.
One of the things that's most disturbing about the story here is that there doesn't seem to be much in the way of consequences. You report here that essentially a lot of the people who are believed to have engaged in the sexual abuse of children in Hollywood essentially are still welcomed back to some of the highest and most prominent roles in the industry. Explain that and what is, in general, the Hollywood reaction to what is, in general society, seen as perhaps the most repugnant crime out there.
What's truly amazing is the common sense, simple, good citizen steps that Hollywood studios can take right now to get the pedophiles off sets. For example, Brian Peck, who we show in An Open Secret, he's ingrained in the Hollywood elite, and even after his conviction and for child sex abuse, Brian Peck worked as recently as 2013 on that hit TV show Anger Management, you remember the one that starred Charlie Sheen, as an acting coach. What's so amazing is, just like any small business, why can't a Hollywood studio type in someone's name and say, gosh, I don't want this convicted pedophile in the building on the set where children might be. Our laws, of course, say that kids are protected from offenders, convicted offenders. They can't be within a couple thousand feet of a school, let alone in the building. But in Hollywood, it's okay as long as they're not one-on-one. That, plus mandatory minimums for convicted offenders and some other simple steps, are pretty basic. And we could make a lot of headway toward protecting children much better in Hollywood.
Any other perpetrators you can name?
Well, certainly. There are so many, without spoiling the film. We didn't focus on older ones, for example. We figured everybody knew them. it turns out that maybe they didn't. Have you, Victor Salva, for example, he is the director of the Jeepers Creepers franchise, which there are several. He's also filmed Powder. In 1989, Victor Salva was convicted of child sexual abuse with a 12-year-old boy, served time, and now he's a major director, and hardly anybody talks about him. There are so many others, and on top of that, we don't even address the huge number of cases that we know of that get settled privately. In an open secret, we don't wish to engage in innuendo, and we stick with where there are convictions or lawsuits that are won. But as we say in the film, we only show the tip of the iceberg.
Gabe, obviously the stories from case to case are going to vary, but what patterns have emerged as you've researched this horrific trend in Hollywood when it comes to the ways that these predators lure in these kids and take advantage of them?
Absolutely. There are a number of ways in an open secret that parents can learn about to protect their children just in general. We only picked Hollywood because it's a very sophisticated place with a lot of beautiful children that which pedophiles are attracted to. And so what we show is when a child spends a lot more time away from home where they're safe, now that could be competitive sports, travel teams. We've seen that recently with AAU girls volleyball and a host of others just this year. A child is vulnerable. You have an adult who is in a position of power. And again, that could be a coach. It could be a teacher. In this case, it's in the acting world. So an adult in a position of power over a child, a lot of time away from home, that's a vulnerability which parents should be pay attention to. And yes, in an open secret, we go into the grooming process in detail so that parents know what to look out for when they're keeping an eye on the kid, on the adults who are around their kids.
And what's the best way to approach it once you find out that your child has gone through this horror?
My goodness. First, it's to go to the authorities. That's for sure. We had an example in an open secret where one of the largest Hollywood unions, a very prominent member, who was serving on the committee to protect children, we expose him as a pedophile. The most responsible thing to do is to understand that it is not your fault, it is not your child's fault. It is only the predator's fault. And the best thing that you can do is to make this information as public and as known as possible. Because, on average, it takes that 10 to 12 years for victims to come forward. So we don't know how many others they may have abused or they may be abusing. By literally shouting that pedophile's name from the rooftops, legally and otherwise, you do the best chances of helping any others who this pedophile may be preying upon or may have preyed upon in the past. And you may help others get justice as well.
Gabe, a couple of quick questions before we let you go. I do want to go back to the fact that a lot of folks who are believed to have been responsible for the abuse of kids or even proven to have been involved in the abuse of kids are back at work in Hollywood. What sort of response did you get from studios, if any, or others in the industry for why there isn't more of a stigma on these people coming back?
There's been a very strong backlash. The largest union in Hollywood threatened to sue us for just merely identifying a member who admitted to this. The studios refused to work with us or distribute the film. We're very proud of it. We have a 93% positive rating from critics on Rotten Tomatoes. When you add up all the critics' reviews from all of the major papers and places you would normally see, we stand by the quality of an open secret, and it's a compelling film with real-life stories and real-life twists and turns. You'll be surprised. You'll be on the edge of your seat. There are truly some interesting and surprising things that happen in this film and should represent a call to action.
Gabriel, quickly, where can folks learn more about the documentary and see it for themselves?
Sure. There's anopensecretfilm.com. There's couragetoact.org, which we've set up as a charity. Any profits from the film, should they happen, go there, and we support victims and look to change the laws in California. We also have a Facebook page for An Open Secret, and we are on Gather Films, which is spelled without the E. It's also on our Facebook page, and anyone in any city and town across America can request An Open Secret to be shown at their local theater, and Gather makes it happen for the price of just a movie ticket. And there have been dozens of screenings already, and more are scheduled all over the country. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page, An Open Secret, and it'll show you how to request An Open Secret in your town or city.
Gabe, unfortunately, we'll have to call time there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Gabe Hoffman is the producer of An Open Secret, the new documentary highlighting years of sexual abuse of children in Hollywood. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.